listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Well, it's Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl 50, in fact, and that puts the tradition on an even higher platform. If you have been to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara on any game day or Market Street in San Francisco anytime, you know how congested traffic can be. But the National Football League is predicting 1 million people are now surging into the Bay Area this weekend for the big game. On the phone with me right now is Michael Cabanatuan. He covers transportation and traffic issues for the San Francisco Chronicle. So he's going to help us with some of the logistics. Hi, Michael. It's nice to speak with you again.
Hi, Beth. It's nice talking to you, too.
You wrote yesterday about Levi Stadium being stripped of its 49ers red and gold. So give me a little picture of what you saw when you visited.
What it struck me as is that it's being prepared, the stadium is being transformed into sort of a giant television studio, which of course it is. Far more people will be watching the game on TV around the world than will be watching it in the stadium. But the stadium is decked out in Super Bowl 50 black and gold. There are a lot of NFL logos. There are, Carolina Panther and Denver Bronco logos. The seats, of course, are red. The Levi's Stadium logos remain, but the 49er emblems and logos aren't there, which that's common for any Super Bowl where they erase the home team. But, you know, there's really no sign that it's a 49er stadium.
If somebody doesn't know the Bay Area, explain these logistics, because we've got Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, but then there's Super Bowl City on Market Street and the NFL Experience in the Moscone Center, and quite a distance between all these different stagings.
Right. It's about 47 miles from downtown San Francisco to Levi's Stadium, and yes, it is quite a distance.
Well, players were talking about the traffic. Somebody was late for media day saying, I planned 2 hours to cover that 47 miles, and it actually took three. How's it been, Michael?
Traffic has not been as bad as a lot of people expected. In the Bay Area, as you probably know, it all depends where and when. The South Bay is awful on a daily basis. It can regularly take in excess of 2 hours to get from the East Bay to San Jose or from San Francisco to Santa Clara, and oftentimes more.
Well, there are specific road closures and changes in schedule. Can you outline what some of those are?
If you're going anywhere near Super Bowl City, Market Street is closed, in part because three of the blocks of Super Bowl City are on Market Street. Mission Street is closed to everything but buses and taxis and bicycles. Some streets in the area are also closed, including southbound Embarcadero, basically in front of the ferry building. If you can avoid driving there, it would probably be a good idea to avoid driving there. There are good transit options, and they've seen an increase in transit, particularly ferry ridership, which lets you off right there at the foot of it, and BART, which lets you off sort of right underneath it.
I've heard that there's some navigation to know about the train service, that you can't just jump on a train in San Francisco and expect to ride directly down to Santa Clara.
No, you can't. I mean, it depends how you're going. There are a couple of different options for people who want to take public transportation to the game. The first one is to take BART, which goes, you can take to the Fremont Station, and there's an express bus operated by the Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority. They call it VTA, that will take you to the stadium. And the other option is taking Caltrain from San Francisco. You can either take that from downtown San Francisco, or there are several stops on the San Francisco Peninsula, but there will be extra express trains leaving San Francisco. They will take you to Mountain View, and in Mountain View, you walk across the platform. You get on a VTA light rail train. If you're planning on doing that, though, you should plan ahead. They require you to download an app and to purchase a ticket on the app, and only people who have tickets to the game will be allowed onto those trains.
Ah, that's a pretty important piece of information. airport travel then, I would imagine that we're in crunch time right now for airport arrivals, that might ease up over the weekend.
I spoke recently with people at Oakland, San Jose, and San Francisco, and SFO, who are all talking together and working about, on plans for handling air traffic. They expect the busiest commercial flight days to be Thursday and Friday. As far as people coming in, as far as people leaving, everyone's expecting a huge crush on Monday. Everyone's going to want to leave at the same time. But a lot of the people, and in fact the biggest problem that they're concerned about, is private flights, private jets, charter flights coming in. They're expecting 1,200 private jets to be coming into the Bay Area, and they're parking those at a variety of airports, some of them the smaller airports, but also at the three big airports, particularly Oakland.
Wow. You are listening to Michael Cabanatawan. He is the transportation reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. If you're planning any kind of travel in and around the Bay Area this weekend, allow extra time. And Michael will post some links to assist people coming in and out of the city. It seems that there's always somebody that didn't know something was happening, right?
That is true. A couple years ago when they closed down the Bay Bridge and they publicized it for 3 months in advance, showing it on TV and at movie theaters, there was still some guy who drove up and said, "What do you mean it's closed?"
Right. Well, I have the privilege of asking you to help me with my scenario. So I'm traveling from Sacramento to San Francisco State on Friday to watch my daughter cheer. And I take 80 across the Bay Bridge, and then I go south on 280. So what kind of traffic am I going to run into?
Well, it's a Friday to begin with, so you will run into pretty heavy traffic. One can hope that maybe people will say, gee, it's the Super Bowl, so we won't try to drive into San Francisco, and then your traffic would be a little lighter. But I suspect there will be a lot of traffic, that it will certainly be backed up sort of starting at Berkeley, heading across the bridge, but maybe even before that. I would listen to traffic reports on the radio, of course. Also, 511 can give you driving time updates. And, you might try Waze. Sometimes they can steer you around, and they might give you the option of going across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge and the Golden Gate if that's quicker.
And that's a good point. All the bridges are open during Super Bowl weekend, aren't they?
Correct.
Okay. So something like $220 million is going to be spent by Super Bowl fans over this upcoming weekend. Where will you be on Super Bowl Sunday?
I will be at the stadium or around the stadium. I'm helping with coverage for the Chronicle. I'm writing about transportation and traffic and also just sort of local color stories.
Okay, great. Well, that's a good assignment.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Lucky for you. All right, Michael, it's always good to check in with you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Beth.
And safe navigating out there. That's Michael Cabanatawan. He's the transportation reporter for the Chronicle. You can check out some of those links for information about Super Bowl 50 at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.